This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There's a lot of positions where the Commanders are going to end up cutting a player that's going to end up playing in the NFL for somebody else this year, which has not been the case in a long time. That is evidence of the fact that they are better, I think, number one. But number two, that they have a old team, honestly. I mean, you look at wide receiver, they're going to cut names like Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne, Chris Moore, a couple of maybe those guys are going to be available and probably get signed by someone. Kick around on a practice squad, get a chance to catch a pass this year. There are other spots defensively. I was thinking about the defensive line. You know, if they keep 9 or 10, Armstrong, Payne, Kinlaw, Miller, Wise, Goldman, Newton, Farrell, Baptiste, Day, Carl Davis, Jacob Martin, Jalen Holmes is at an awesome camp. Mm-hmm. Andre Jones, former 7th round pick. Like, there's dudes here that get cut that are going to play somewhere else. I really believe that. The spot that I really had this epiphany watching practice about today was the running back room, because everything's been about Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Mm-hmm.
This Bill Merritt breakout, everyone's, I don't even want to say overdoing, but correctly discussing that he looks the part, and now everybody saw it in the preseason. There's no secrets anymore, and you guys see what we see. It's the one cut, it's the up the field, it's the physical violent running. He had probably three plays that particularly stood out to me against the Patriots where I go, you see? That's the thing. That's what everybody's been talking about. But let's say he's on the team and you can put that one in pen.
Mm-hmm.
Robinson, Eckler, Merritt, likely to keep at least three. They could keep four backs. They're definitely not keeping five. They have Chris Rodriguez on this roster right now. Got cut at the beginning of last year at the end of camp. Ended up running the football as effectively in the same role as Brian Robinson, basically. I don't think that, this is my little hot take, I don't think the gap or the difference between B-Rob and Rodriguez is that significant. But Rodriguez is probably not going to make the team. He's an NFL running back to me. Every time that guy plays, he goes out and averages 4.5 yards a carry for a couple games at a time. Jeremy McNichols was on this team last year. He was good. He was actually helpful. He caught passes. He ran the football effectively. Go back to the Cardinals game. I think he scored a couple touchdowns when they hung 40 on Arizona. Like, there were games where Jeremy McNichols was a not just an NFL running back, a solid NFL running back. He's not going to be on this team, maybe. Demetric Felton got carries dating back to 2022 in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns. That guy's been on fantasy rosters before. He was like a flavor of the month in the past. You saw the preseason game against New England. He looked pretty good. He had 42 yards, averaged 6 a carry. Today, they didn't give out an MVP award. That would have been really wacky in their little scrimmage. Demetric Felton was the most effective player. Like, from a stat line, if you could look at a box score, nobody had a better statistical game than he did. He had a touchdown run, ripped off two really impressive runs. He was probably the biggest offensive standout of anybody in that practice. And so my point is, at a position where they're likely to keep three, maybe keep four. Robinson, Eckler, Merritt, McNichols, Rodriguez, Felton. That's six guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Half of them may not make it. At least two of them won't make it. I'm not even going to bring up Kaz Allen, who I think is super interesting and can catch the football and was a wide receiver return man in college who flashes occasionally at practice. But that's just one position group to point out. They've got a ton of talent, and they're going to end up cutting some decent players.
Yeah, I don't think there's a star there.
Definitely not.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of what we're always sort of looking for in huntings, that bell cow, that 250, 300 touch running back. I don't think that exists in here, but there's a lot of guys that are, I don't know how to say this better than that. It sounds disrespectful, but fives out of 10 at the running back spot, but they get to that five in different ways, like different attributes, right? Like McNichols a little bit more pass catcher, maybe than Rodriguez, who's more MJD kind of power style.
It's like
style.
Saying they've got a rotation full of fourth and fifth starters.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've got eight of those guys for five spots in baseball parlance.
Totally.
You know, they have six running backs for three or four spots. Yeah, maybe it's all third and fourth starters, but they actually have some decent depth of guys that are somewhat redundant or comparable.
No, but there is depth there, kind of to your point, right? So you can do a hot hand bit. I mean, there are times where, again, I always point to that Atlanta game where Rodriguez ran the ball the best of any running back that was on the field that day. There were games where McNichols that had that title, certainly, right? So it is going to be fascinating. But the question then becomes, who can you get to the practice squad, right? If there's an issue there, if there's a potential. Like, are you terrified of losing Kaz Allen? No. Probably, right? I mean, if anybody
definitely
wants
not.
Somebody poaches Kaz Allen from you, fare thee well, I'll help you pack your bag. Somebody steals Dimitri Felton from you because they're desperate. You know, I wonder how much better these guys are than the other six or seven running backs that are in, name that city now.
I don't know. Well, those two guys specifically, I don't think they are at all. Like, you could get Felton to your practice squad. Do I think that there's 20 Chris Rodriguez's necessarily being cut? I don't. Like, again, maybe I'm higher on him than most, but I've got...
Every time we've seen him, he's done well.
I was going to say, I've got the... I'm not going to say tape on my side, but I've got performance on my side. When he plays, he produces. I mean, how big is the gap between Brian Robinson and Chris Rodriguez? I posed this to someone out there with the team, and basically what came back to me was Robinson is more of... You know, gives you more of a chance to actually be a bit of a horse. Like, he could take on the workload. I just think that you've seen him do it. That's the difference. How do you know Chris Rodriguez couldn't be that guy? I don't remember if it was the Giants game. Last year, he had like a 17-carry game, if I remember, didn't he? Where he like toted the mail a little bit at one point last year. Maybe I'm making that up. I'd have to look. But for some reason, that sticks out in my head.
Tennessee game where they were blowing him out and everyone ran for a million yards. 13.
Okay.
There was an 11-carry game against the Giants, 11 for 52.
So 11.
Yeah,
so,
when nobody was doing anything on the ground that game except for him.
By the way, that's a second half. That's like a half of football. Right. So that's like a 20, 22-carry, whatever it is, like pace that he's on. Who's to say he couldn't go out and be B-Rob and go 15 for 75 or something? Now, I'm not saying that Robinson's not going to start. He's going to. They've had the chance back-to-back off seasons as a staff to go in a different direction. They have not. My point is just they'll cut Rodriguez, and he is the kind of guy to me that is not that different from your actual starter.
Well, when you say the gap isn't that big, has Robinson improved? Oh, thank you. Listen, I'm over it. I'm ready for something else. So if you want to do, if you want to power back, I'll do Chris Rodriguez. Again, Robinson's got a role on my team.
Would you actually consider, in a world where you're keeping four, well, how do I want to say that? Okay, would you consider Robinson out, Rodriguez in?
No, because he's a third-round draft pick, and there's no financial incentive to do that. Like, I'm keeping him because the difference really, and I'm shtick aside, isn't really that big between the two guys.
Correct.
I can afford to tinker around with Rodriguez to practice squad and that sort of stuff. But to me, I'm over and out on the Brian Robinson era. Love that dude. Really impressive guy. Again, what he's gone through, that's a separate issue for me from the football part of it. I have no interest in the football part of it other than I got a fourth and one. I'll trot him out there and ram him into the line of scrimmage a couple different times, but he is not leading my team in carries by a long shot. But they seem to want to do that.
Yeah, I just feel like by now we kind of have the information we need. The tragic, awful situation that unfolded in his rookie year where he got shot in the leg.
Shot in the knee.
Going to pick up food in D.C. back in the summer of 2022 is not lost on me. And what I mean by that is, like, he comes back four games into the season, comes out of the tunnel like 50 Cent playing.
Unbelievable,
dude. Crazy, right? He walks out, and it was an awesome scene. I still remember the smoke and the song and the edits that were all over social media. And he ended up averaging 3.9 a pop. Now, every year it's gotten a little bit better. And a Brian Robinson truther or some defender of his could say, well, every year his average has gone up to 3.9 to 4.1 to 4.3. It was a 4.0 yard per carry average for two seasons. It's currently 4.1 through three now years and 570 attempts. I know what I got here.
Yeah.
It's a singles hitter.
It was the worst on the team last year for anybody that carried it more than a couple times.
Yeah. Eckler averaged more. Rodriguez averaged more. Correct. But it's singles with the occasional double. I'm looking for a gap-to-gap doubles hitter who could hit the ball over the fence. I think Merritt could be that guy. So he's going to play a lot for me pretty early on. I'm going to spend the rest of the preseason finding out, can he pass pro?
Yep.
Is he good in these other areas? I should point out, I don't think this should alarm anybody, but I'm just throwing out there what I learned today. He did not play at all in this scrimmage, this burgundy versus gold scrimmage today. And I grabbed him after practice real quick and just asked him about it. And he's dealing with a little bit of a sore shoulder or something. I don't think it's anything, but it was one of those, like, why are we pushing him? We got 9 days between the two games, and they kind of held him out. That having been said, that Bengals game, he's going to work with the ones for me.
Well, yeah. Well, here's why that matters is because what you're thinking about is what they're thinking about. Going, what about week 14, 15, 16? And this long grind, can he sustain that? Can he play for us and be a bell cow or be a guy that we can give 10, 12, 15 touches to? Maybe the answer is no if that's what happens after one start. Again, you're not holding it against him because you're trying to think long term, but they're trying to prognosticate not just who's good against the Giants in week one, but when we're keeping people around, who can still help us kind of as the season grinds on and the hits pile up?
I think they'll keep four, and McNichols might be in as like a return man, special teamer.
Teams guy, yeah.
Especially if he can cover. And I haven't watched close enough. I'll have to maybe monitor that. But if he could prove like willingness to get down there and make a tackle on teams, maybe he saves his bacon and he makes the team that way. Because he's one of these guys that's just he's beloved in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Like what the players would call, he's a dog. You know, he's just one of those dudes you want on your side. Send him out into the alley with you to go fight everybody. And so players will be rooting for him to make the squad. But I know Robinson and Eckler are in. I'd assume Merritt's going to be in. And that might be a position where, especially with practice squad, whether it's Rodriguez you could get through. I'm not convinced or sold, but maybe you could. It's been forever since they've had anybody claimed. I always just defer to the possibility that you can get a guy through. But like Rodriguez, Felton, Kaz Allen, McNichols, two of those guys could be on your practice squad. And then it's they're still on your roster. It doesn't matter if they're on the active roster or not. So I probably would try to save a spot somewhere else and just keep three. especially because Robinson and Eckler are so different and do different things.
Totally. And they're, yeah, they're thunder and lightning, whatever you want to call it. They're yin and yang. They're opposite players.
And Debo,
it's going to be such,
gives you
exactly.
like a little bit of like, I could line him up and give him a carry in an emergency. Same thing with the Jalen Lane
here and there.
So I don't know that you need to, like, if you're worried about what if two guys go down, well, you still have somebody, let's say Merritt, the third guy, to be that guy, and then you still have someone else who can take carries from receiver.
Well, when you start doing the math on it, right, and some guys have already done some early roster prognostications, and you go, we'll keep 9 defensive linemen or maybe 10. Uh-oh, well, where are you going to cut? Like, where's that spot for you? And if you can get a guy or two to the practice squad that will come up, a la Chris Rodriguez last year, then maybe that's where you sacrifice a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.